Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and greetings, family. Peace and greetings. How y'all doing out there? How y'all doing out there? Welcome in one more time to Cruiser Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely in the house. Most definitely in the house, man. Coming in the house on this Wednesday, man. Hey, not going to be in here for long. Not going to be in here for very long tonight, man. I just got a little something I just want to do tonight, man. Just said something I just want to throw out for the very last time. I had this clip that I've been wanting to play all week. Well, yeah, basically all week since last week, but I just didn't get a chance to go ahead and play it and find the right time in between the different shows to play it. So tonight I'm just going to play this clip here exclusively. It's like 33-minute clip. 33-minute clip. So this is what we're just going to be doing tonight. I'm not going to do a show where I'm going to come on here and talk tonight. So I just want to play a clip going into something. Primarily one of, but we've been talking about this thing, right? About dealing with language. And y'all know how I feel about it. Make no bones about it. You know, there's no shame in Sunray's game when I talk about us, learning the language or us getting out here, being active in the community, doing other things. And y'all know how I say just primarily just having reading the damn books and all of this stuff is not primarily what is going to help us and free us as a people. If it were, God damn it, we should be free by now. We should have everything that we holler about, freedom, justice, and equality, if only about reading the damn books we're going to get it. So I got somebody else going to come in here tonight. It's a clip from a good brother. I was researching some stuff and I was looking on YouTube and I heard this elder, he was going in talking about the Metaneta and Kemet and, you know, the plight of black people. So this is what I'm going to be playing tonight. His name is, let me see. I'm going to make sure I get his name right. Get a brother his props so y'all can check him out. His name is Pharaoh Said That. Pharaoh Said That. You can look him up on YouTube. And so I'm going to go into this clip and play this clip tonight. Like I said, I'm not going to get in there and do no talking tonight because I got to get ready to see what these old line-ass politicians going to talk about tonight, man. I got to hear what the Trumpster going to say, and old Hillary Clinton. See what they're going to talk about tonight. Well, see what they're going to lie about tonight. I gotta watch this reality show tonight, man. I'm telling you. This reality show probably get more ratings. It's going to get more ratings than Empire tonight. Yeah, because it's the last damn debate. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to get more ratings than any other reality show tonight, because that is a reality show, y'all. Y'all best to believe that the debate tonight is going to be a reality show. But I got to watch it. I got to watch it because, you know, dealing with what we deal with right here on Culture Freedom Radio and as being a media outlet and so forth, you know, you just have to – I got to keep – abreast to what's going on, so we can keep bringing the information to your family and talk about it and have these family discussions and whatnot and community concerns discussions and things of that nature. So let me get ready to get into this clip, man. This here, like I said, y'all want to look it up for yourself and look this brother up. He has a lot of more interesting video clips as well. His name is Pharaoh Said That. Pharaoh Said That right there on YouTube. But tonight this clip is talking about the Metanetta, Kemet, in the plight of black people. And let me say this for the record. Let me say this for the record, first of all. Now, there's a lot of things in this that I agree with. There's some things in here that I don't agree with. But you know, hey, this Culture Freedom Radio. There's like my good brother, Chief David Rabbi Israel was saying. I was listening to his new video that he had up on this morning. And let me see. Let me get that. So, like I tell y'all that one too. What his new one. Beware your surroundings. That's it. I'm trying to look it up, David. It popped in my head. Beware your surroundings. That's a good one, brother David. He was going in as always. And like he mentioned on his video, you know, he may come over here and he say some things that we don't agree on. And I know that, you know, like with him, we say some things that he don't agree on. But you know what? We keep coming back together and we continue to have dialogue and discussions, no matter whatever the topic. We keep continuing to have dialogues and discussions, whether we disagree or not. But that's how it be, and we know that we're not always going to agree on everything. But we find that common ground that we can agree on, and we build on that. So with this video, with this clip, it's a lot of things that he say in here that I agree with. Man, some things on here that no, I wouldn't, Brother Sun Ray won't say. I wouldn't have said that. I would say I won't say that. And I'm gonna say y'all one thing. He gonna say call Mother Africa a whore. Now I get what he's saying. I get what he's saying in there. Let me play this clip, man. It's 33 minutes. Like I said, I'm going to talk through this show. But, hey, before I do that, hey, man, don't forget to go and check us out on our official homepage, our official website. That is culturefreedomradio.com, culturefreedomradio.com. Go and check us out right there, man, and go over there and check that page out. Like I said, we got the forum page and everything else going over there, so you can sign up for the page, and that way you can post blogs and everything that you want to post on there. No porno, because, hell, we do monitor it. I do monitor the website, and this shit will get kicked off. So anything but porno and all that naked stuff, we don't want to do that right there, family. Hey, but go and check it out right there at culturefreedomradio.com, culturefreedomradio.com, and check us out right there on Facebook at Culture Freedom Radio Network on Facebook. I'm going to cut that short, man. Y'all know about all that information. We get back into that. And let me get ready to get into this clip. Like I said, it's 33 minutes long, and we're going to play this one here, and that's going to be the show tonight. And because I got to get into this election shit and see what they lying about. Hey, this right here tonight, right one more time, family. This is coming from Pharaoh Said That, and it's called the Metanetta. It's called the Metanetta, Kemet, and the Plight of Black People. Check it out. For all those who want to keep saying, we got to just learn the language and learn the language. I said my verse on it. I'm going to let this elder tell y'all what he feel about it.
The Metanetta, Kemet, and the Plight of Black People. Let's talk about it. We'll be right back.
question that comes up a lot is, what do we got to study the Metunetta for? What could it do for me today, right? Don't we hear this all the time? What is the Metunetta going to do for me? How is that going to pay my bills? How is that going to stop police brutality? Why do I need to learn the Metunetta?
I'll answer that. It cannot help black people at all. It has absolutely no value, and it can't do nothing for us. Fact. Now, recently, there's been a lot of discussion about the Metunetta. The brother Young Pharaoh said it cannot be translated and has not been translated. And others say it has been translated. And I'm not going to deal with that particular issue, but I will say this. If I make up a language and I have a village of people or a town of people or a country of people that speak a particular language, and we are conquered, driven out of our country, and pretty much extinct, pretty much do not exist as we did, how can you verify the translation of my language without asking me? In other words, when you come up with what you think is the translation, you have to ask me, is this correct? And I will be able to say yes or no. So considering that there are no remnants of the ancient Egyptians that we can legitimately say 100% spoke the language, we cannot 100% say we have the translation correct. But I do like the idea that people are trying to find out the information. I think that is all right for some people to do. But is our issue what some people should do, what a few people should do, or is our issue what black people should do as a nation? Now, check out this clip right here.
The question that comes up a lot is, what do we got to study the Metunetta for? What could it do for me today, right? Don't we hear this all the time? What is the Metunetta going to do for me? How is that going to pay my bills? How is that going to stop police brutality? Why do I need to learn the Metunetta? I mean, ancient Kemet, why do I need to study the science of Ma'at in Egypt?
First of all, the very people who are enslaving you are studying it. I need to say that. So if you need to get out of the, if you go to the Fortune 500 companies, they all got our symbols and directions. If you go and you study at who's who in European literature, who's who in the European world, all studied ancient Kemet, and they're oppressing you with this knowledge. A European, Tesla, when he created electricity, was studying Metunetta and got the, he discovered electricity. When he received his Nobel Peace Prize, he had the Netcheru on his desk. Einstein was studying Metunetta. When he received his Nobel Peace Prize, he had the Metunetta and the Netcheru on his desk.
Now, here's where this is bullshit. The idea is that if we study the Metunetta, we would be studying what our oppressor knows and is using to keep us down. That's bullshit. We were conquered while we were speaking our own language. In other words, Kemet was conquered. At the time Kemet was conquered, the people were speaking the language of the Metunetta. So if this language is so powerful and so great, how did we get conquered when we were speaking it already? How can we go back and learn everything we were doing in Kemet and overcome our oppressor when we were oppressed in Kemet when we knew these things? Tell me that. Now check out this clip.
world. I've been to 27 countries in Africa. How many countries have you been to? I've been to Egypt 25 times, going on 26 now. How many times have you been there? I've sat at the feet of the masters.
This brother is passionate, but here's my thing. You went to Africa all these times. You went to Kemet all these times. But as far as I'm concerned, people that study Kemet, that study the hieroglyphics, that study the Medunetta, they go to Kemet with blinders on like this, and they just look at the pyramids and look at the pictures. They do not look as the Islamic people, the Arab people that have taken over the land. You're going to Kemet, you're flying on the European Airlines. You get there, you stand in European or Arab-run hotels. You don't have a hotel. You don't have an airplane. Okay? You're going on a tour, but your tour is all using other people's inventions to fly there, other people's hotels when you get there, and you're in the midst of a land that you once controlled that is controlled by other people, and you have the nerve to pretend that it is something great. You have on blinders and you are looking at the pyramids and the hieroglyphics, and this is one reason I myself have never went to Kemet, because I would not be able to enjoy myself. I would not be able to look at the pyramids and not look around at all the Arab pirates that have came in and taken my land. What are you going to do about that? I mean, my question for these conscious community people that want to tell us that if we learn all this higher learning that we knew at the past, we will come out of our bondage. How did we get into bondage when we were doing it? That's the big question of today. If we were the wisest, greatest, strongest people on the earth in Kemet, how the fuck did we get our ass kicked and conquered and get our land snatched? No one wants to deal with that. There's nothing that you can read in the Medunetta to tell you how you got fucked up in the first place. How did you get conquered? What are you going to do about Arabs controlling your land in Africa? What are you going to do about that? As far as I'm concerned, looking back is not going to do a damn thing for us. The only way we're going to get out of our situation is manufacturing, organization, unity, and military might. We look at everything in Kemet except the military, what the military did right and what the military did wrong. Now, I've seen a brother mention Somalia, Sudan, Ethiopia, all them nations that have been pumped. Africa is the biggest whore in the world. She's the biggest prostitute there is. Now, when you are a pimp and you got some hoes, your number one hoe is the one that can go out there and make the most money. And when you talk about land masses and continents, Africa is the number one whore prostitute bitch in the world. The Europeans that conquer us get the most from Africa. The gold, the diamonds, all these things. The oil, on and on. They got black people going in holes, taking out parts, taking out minerals so they can make cell phones. They got black people picking cotton so they can make clothes for Victoria's Secrets. It's just a slave camp. So what is there so proud about Africa to want to give a fuck about what Africa is doing? Africa is a fucking disgrace. Real talk.
You need to study.
Pausing. There's a pause in the clip. It's coming right back on.
So, you know, there's all this discussion about the Medunetta and how we should read all these books and doing all this motherfucking studying. And that shit ain't going to do nothing for us because we're not studying the right thing. We're not studying things that are really going to help us. Okay? if you study, you know, because some of these scholars keep talking about, they study, and they keep overlooking one of the most important lessons in history, that all the libraries have been sacked. So what good would it do for us to regather a bunch of information right now and store it up if people come and just could take it? Because we don't have no military. We don't have no weapons. We don't manufacture any ammunition, any weapons. And all down in the Philippines, they're back in the jungle making guns or making weapons. And as big as Africa is, we're not making weapons, we're not making guns. Look at culture. Let's take China. China speaks Chinese. China always had a Chinese culture. China discovered gunpowder, but the Europeans went and took the gunpowder and put it in a long metal rod and went back and shot the Chinese. The British invaded China, took China over. The Japanese kicked their ass too. So the thing is, what has their traditional language and their traditional culture did for them? Nothing. The only reason China's coming back up because they started manufacturing, they started dealing with agriculture and producing, they started making weapons, they built up a military. I don't want no fucking Ankh, I want a gun. I don't want no fucking red, black, and green shirt, I want a fucking gun. That shit's garbage. You're sitting around talking that metal netter shit, that ain't gonna do a goddamn thing for black people around this motherfucking world. Real motherfucking talk. It's not going to do shit because the original niggas that spoke the shit got their ass kicked and got their land taken. And all their artifacts right now are in Arab and Asian and European museums. You don't even have no black museums that got your own motherfucking artifacts. And you sitting up here talking about how we should learn all this ancient bullshit that didn't do nothing for us when we knew it. That's the motherfucking fact. And as far as language go, I'm speaking my language. It's called fucking Ebonics. Okay? Because one thing is that if you're a real comedic soul, you're for whatever, back was never. And when we was in Kemet, we wasn't doing all that looking back. So what the fuck we want to be looking back now for? We need to look into the future, and we need to look at how we can start protecting whatever the hell we got. And that's going to take military, and that's going to take weapons, that's going to take agriculture, that's going to take production. That's going to take communication. We have to got to do some work. And all these reading all these motherfucking books ain't going to do a goddamn thing for us. You sitting up there speaking some metal netter bullshit while you conquered. All that black conscious bullshit is fantasy. Some shit to stop you from looking at reality. Out of all of our scholars that went to Kemet, none of them was on no real shit. The only one that ever used to talk anything close to real shit was Dr. Clark. Dr. Henry Clark did tell us we ain't got no friends and we need to realize everybody is our enemy. But the rest of them, look at them. Perfect example. Back when I was young, 1979, I went to see Dr. Yosef Ben-Jackhanan. Dr. Yosef Ben-Jackhanan signed my books. I watched his lectures a few times. I bought a book called The African Origin of the Three Major Western Religions, right? Now, I seen a video, and according to Dr. Ben, the religions that were taken from Kemet line up with Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. But yet, I see a video where Dr. Ben gives all of his books to the Nation of Islam, to Minister Louis Farrakhan.
All those books that I used to write my books are yours.
So you tell me this. What good is it to know all this stuff about Kemet, but then you turn around and give all the books to Islam? See, this is what I'm saying. We are doing a studying. We're doing the knowledge side of it. But when it comes to the real physical production and the physical benefits, we're not doing none of that. We're not doing none of that. It's just like when Emperor Haile Selassie was in Ethiopia and he was trying to get the Ethiopians to build more planes, to build more military. They didn't want to do it. They didn't want no planes. They wanted to stay, keep riding horse and buggy and shit, riding on a horse with a spear. And what happened? The next thing you know, Italy invaded them. Italy invaded them. Now they had to go beg the Europeans for weapons. This is what we do. We're not prepared to defend ourselves. The bottom line, you have to defend yourself. Ain't no words, ain't no t-shirt, ain't no wearing all that shit you be wearing. That ain't going to do a motherfucking thing for you. The only thing going to do something for black people is unity and production of things where we can defend ourselves. A Rasta man went all the way to Shashamani, Ethiopia, and some Ethiopians robbed him and killed him. Why? Because them Rastas over there, they don't have military. They don't have their own police force to police themselves. So that metal netter shit don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. What you do to better yourself is you organize yourself and you need military. This is always left out when they talk about Kemet. No one discusses the military. They keep discussing drawings and paintings and drawings and paintings. But you have to say to yourself, maybe them niggas in Kemet, when we was there, maybe we did too much motherfucking drawing and carving and building buildings and didn't fucking build shit to fight. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe we put too much energy into that shit we was carving. And we should have been putting energy into modern weapons. We should have been scientifically making weapons that we could compete when the European come down to Africa with his cannon and his Gatling gun and just mow us down all down in South Africa and mow us down all in Central Africa. And we didn't have a weapon to match his weapon yet. We have all these fucking comedic and fucking Pan-African people telling us how great we was in the past, and we ain't even had no motherfucking weapons to defend our motherfucking self. Then you want to say I curse too much. Well, you a pussy. You ain't got no fucking weapons. So what the fuck you want me to say? You can't even defend your motherfucking self. That's all you hear. Said he cussed too much. How you going to say he cussed too much when y'all motherfuckers can't even defend yourself? So, no, I am not interested in going to Kemet and looking at no goddamn buildings and no fucking writing. And then I got to overlook all these Arabs as they're controlling my land. How that's going to be motherfucking fun. And if I did go, I wouldn't come back with a report on what I seen on no goddamn walls. If I did go to Kemet, I'd come back with an in-depth report on what's going on in the city, what's going on in Cairo, where they building all them hotels at, how nasty and dirty the city and the streets are all over fucking Egypt. You should see it. It is a disgrace. And you ain't got to go there to see it nowadays. We got the internet. Kemet is a disgrace. It's like York, Prince York said, it's a graveyard. It ain't even nothing to be proud of. What do you have to say about Kemet other than you got conquered there and got your ass kicked there? So this is how you can tell those of us that were military when we were in Kemet, those of us that were the Sultans, those of us that were the pharaohs. Because we think in military, we think in army, we think in might, political might, strength. We ain't thinking no fucking pictures and no fucking languages and all that bullshit. Okay? We was conquered when we was talking the Medu Netta shit. So that just show you how powerful that shit is. It ain't powerful at all. It wasn't more powerful than the Gatling gun. or the canon. Okay? The Europeans had less knowledge, less technology, less intelligence to create things, but they had a more sincere want to conquer everybody else. They was most serious about their mission. So yeah, you might have been intelligent. You might have had all this shit, but you wasn't serious about your mission. And still today, Africa's a fucking disgrace. We're doing all this Africa worship, which is bullshit. We need to start dissing Africa because Africa's a punk bitch that sit up there and just let people do whatever to her. Like I say, Africa is like a crackhead because the bitch don't take care of her kids. Africa's a damn disgrace. When you gonna face it? Africa's the biggest whore on the planet. And the African people, they don't stick together, so they ain't no fucking example. How in the hell can blacks in America go and help Africa when they'll turn on your ass and there'll be xenophobia on you and they'll start killing you saying go back where the hell you came from? If a South African is killing a Nigerian and an Ethiopian, what the fuck do you think they're going to do to you when you come from Chicago, New York, Detroit, Los Angeles? You think they're going to love you? They don't even love other Africans that's right there. And this is because we fantasize too much on the historical parts. And this is also a major reason why people in the conscious community do not like the Bible. And I'm going to make a whole video on that. The real reason that the black conscious community resents the Bible is because the Bible pours hot lava on black people when you read it about how you turned your back on your creator and your people and how you fell off and how you went one way and ran seven ways when your enemy came to conquer you because you wasn't nothing. You sold your own self out. That's why they don't like to read it. Because it shows how Abraham couldn't have no babies. Went and had a baby by the Egyptian woman. And then when his punk ass finally have a baby by his wife, he throw the black Egyptian woman and her son Ishmael out in the goddamn desert. That's the real Bible that you don't want to read. To show that Abraham was a scumbag. To show that the 12 sons of Israel, 11 of them went and took Joseph and threw him in a fucking hole. And so people found him and went and sold him to Kemet. Even the Hebrews don't want to promote that part. It shows over and over how we were some scumbags. It shows how big black Samson was all in love with a Philistine woman. And he fucked around like a dumbass and got drunk and they blinded that dumb nigga and tied his ass up. And he lost all his power, cut all his dreadlocks off his head. So this is why the black conscious community don't like the Bible, because the Bible shows that it was a failure and they turned their back on the Almighty Creator. They turned their back on their own nation and their own people. That goes for the blacks and the Hebrew Israelites and those in Ethiopia and those in Egypt. And the reality is the only books that you could read from older time that give any idea on how black people went wrong, the real question is in the Bible. It's just a fact. The Bible tells of how we started worshiping other people's gods and following other people, how the Egyptians took the land from their own people so that they can get wheat after the drought, and all the negative things we done that put us in a bad situation. Call it whatever you want to call it. But I don't want to learn no motherfucking Medunetta. Nah, I want military power. I want an army. I want to be able to defend my wife and my children. I want housing. I want food. I want clothing. I don't want to sit up and talk no shit. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Okay? When I look at Kemet, I see some niggas that got their ass whooped. I don't know what you see. I see Tut being paraded around by a bunch of people where they went and dug up your artifacts and took your damn artifacts and controlled your area. That's another reason I never went to Jamaica. I never want to go to Jamaica. I'm a Rasta man, but why would I want to go to Jamaica? I'm not going to see the Irie pot. I'm going to see the shanty houses. I'm going to see the people living in poverty, and I'm not going to enjoy it. So I would not enjoy Kemet. It would be nothing that I would brag about going to Egypt. I would just be mad. I'd be lucky if I get out of there alive, because I'd be so fucking pissed when I see Arabs controlling land in Africa. And if you ain't talking about that, you ain't talking about shit. Like, on chief, on God. If you're not talking about the Arabs taking your shit from you, you ain't talking about shit. You ain't talking about a goddamn thing. So, yeah, fuck the Medu Netta. It didn't do no good for us when we was talking that shit. Okay? You want to tell me a word that's in Kemet? Tell me the word for gun. Do they have that motherfucking word? Tell me the word for military. Okay? Tell me in the Medu Netta what it said, how we can get a military, how we can build some fucking self-defense. Tell me that. Because even if we got factories, somebody got to defend them. Show me a factory don't got security guards. Show me a library that don't have a security guard. So no matter what we do, agriculture, factory, manufacturing of any kind, we are going to need protection. We are going to need a military. We need to make our own ammunition. Ain't nobody going to respect no punk-ass motherfucker that can't fight, okay? And I'm in Chicago, and that's what we believe in. We believe in banging. We believe in you shoot me, motherfucker, I shoot you. That's what we fucking believe. And we need military. We need police. And with that, then we can have libraries. Then we can have places of higher learning. Then we can have places of agriculture, do production in factories. But without the first factory being a factory to make guns and weapons, all that shit y'all talking ain't shit. It's just fucking bullshit. That shit ain't do nothing for us. Symbols all over Africa. They went and fucking came in and shot the noses off of all your shit. And you sitting up here trying to glorify some shit that somebody took from you. See, that's why, look, a lot of people watch my videos, they be international shit. Everybody know I'm into the environment. I'm into, they coming out with robotics. And they coming out with the cashless society. So they know that I'm on some world shit. But let me tell you something. I was a motherfucking revolutionary in my young days. And one reason I stopped really pumping that revolutionary shit, because I think niggas wasn't going to do shit. Let's keep it 100. I'm not putting my neck on the line. I am not Fred Hampton. I am not Malcolm X. I am not none of them motherfuckers that's going to get shot down and killed while the rest of you niggas sitting up reading Medu Netta, walk around with onks on and African clothes, prance around like some little bitches while you conquer by the European, the Arab, the Asian. Fucking China's all in Africa building roads. Africa can't build their own goddamn roads. Nigeria got all the oil. But you got a drought right now in Nigeria, and you got a fucking famine in Nigeria right now, and the people in Nigeria are starving, yet the white companies coming down from Holland, Shell, Mobil, BP, snatching all the oil out of Nigeria. And how you gonna get your oil? How you gonna get your gold? You gonna go read the fucking Medu Netta? That's how you gonna get your motherfucking shit? That's how you're going to get your shit back? You're going to read the Medu Netta? You serious? You kidding me? Man, fuck that shit. Okay? And I'm comedic. I'm a pharaoh. But I'm a real fucking ruler. I ain't one of these aesthetic, you know, fake-ass niggas prancing around with that shit. Black people, we in a bad situation. Don't you see? They just found that boy from Ferguson, the protester, shot and burnt in the car. This the second one. And what the fuck y'all gonna do about it? Nothing. Sit down on the fucking national anthem. Okay, so you sit down on the national anthem. You still got fucking red, white, blue on your fucking uniform. Whatever. The bottom line is that flag stands for the United States military. And the United States put most of their money into military. Where your black ass put where your money at? You put your money in the church's chicken, J&J Fish, McDonald's, Christmas, Thanksgiving, buying a whole bunch of funky-ass clothes and cars that you don't even make. That's where all your money go.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, god damn. That's hardcore, y'all. That's hardcore right there. When I first heard that clip, I'm like, oh boy. Oh yeah. Like I said, it's goddamn, y'all. There's some things in there now. Like I said, there's a lot of things in there I agree with. It's a hell of a lot. It's like 99% of the things I really agree with him on. And the other like 1%, hell, I'm negotiable on them right there. Like the only thing I just do tripping out when he called Mama Africa a whore. But I understand. I understand what he mean by that. I understand what he meant by that. Now, I know some people going to hear this tonight. They're going to get mad as hell at Coach of Freedom. They're going to get mad at Brother Sun Ray with Blad. But you know what? I really don't give a damn. Because you know what? People get mad at Brother Sun Ray regardless. Whether I'm doing something right or I'm doing something wrong, it don't make no goddamn difference. It's just some of the people who are going to get mad, they don't want to hear the goddamn truth. If you really sit down and analyze what that brother was saying, and you think about it, you think about like what we were talking about last night, and I'm gonna bring Brother David in. I'm gonna go ahead and go ahead to about almost 5 minutes to seven. We're gonna go ahead 5 minutes to the hour, and I'm gonna jump off over here because I gotta go listen to these debates and shit. But if you really listen to what he's saying, and you look at our condition and what we're going through, you will understand that. You will understand what's being said. So that's why we did this show last night about the frustration part. I forgot the damn title, y'all, even though I did it last night. But sometimes have we got frustrated with our own black people. And see, that brother there, like I said, he's been involved in the revolutionary movement. You see what he said? You know, I'm not Fred Hampton. I'm not, you know, Huey P. and nothing like that. A lot of people, man, it's just to the point. You like, fuck it, man. Like you said, black people ain't going to do shit but talk that bullshit. Like, when you're trying to say, let's get out of here and let's do this here. Nah, brother, let's just go and read the metanet of this here. Let's just study our ancient languages. And then, like he said, I'm going to make the points on what the brother said. If we need to study our ancient languages in these ancient dialects, and that's the only way we're going to reconnect with our ancestors. For real, that sound like some religious shit. That sound like the same old shit they teach you in the church. They teach you in the mosque. They teach you in the synagogues. You know, wait on the angels. If you need a language to be able to communicate with your ancestors, come on, man, that's the same old bullshit that we ever been taught in them religious schools, bro. I don't need no motherfucking language to be able to negotiate or call on my ancestors. I understand. I studied, you know, with the master teacher when he talked about tones and vibrations and all this. I understand all of that. But I understand true motherfucking reality. When we've been calling on all kind of deities and this and that, a lot of people who do in ancient languages and tongues, and nothing fucking happened. Shit still go down the way it do now. So that's why I say I don't have time for that bullshit. The reality is when I see a brother or a sister who need a motherfucker something to eat, and I get him a motherfucking sandwich and they give him some nourishment, that's the real shit I'm on. I ain't finna, man, look, all that motherfucking language is bullshit. That language is another fucking form of way to communicate. Even when you say we have to learn the ancient languages or the ancient tones so we can call on our ancestors. What you just said it. You using these tones to be able to communicate to your ancestors. Language ain't nothing but a fucking form of communication. So we can dialogue with each other. That's it. Now, I'm going to take y'all to the Bible right fast, and I'm going to get Brother David in here. Now, even your own Bible, which y'all don't read, like the brother said, you don't read, it went in there when it was starting off. In the book of Genesis, what he was talking about, how when the Lord came down and confound the people's languages. Why? Is it because they were building up this tower? They were all on one accord because they were speaking one language, according to the book now. They was all speaking one language. They was all in accord. They can understand each other by the language, whatever language is supposed to be in. So it said, God damn, we go down here and confuse their motherfucking language. They won't be able to communicate with each other. They won't know what one another's saying. So he can't say, hey, you know, he won't understand him by he saying, bring me this brick. Bring me this piece of log. You know what I'm saying? To build this tower. They can confound their language. Language ain't nothing but a form of communication, bro. That's it. So we putting all our motherfucking energy into talking about studying a language to call on our ancestors. And like he said, make an excellent point. When our good brother wrote this book, Brother Chancellor William wrote the book, The Destruction of the Black Civilization, where he going back, talking about going back to the 1400s BC to 2000 AD, where he talking about ancient Kemet or ancient Tamari. And he talked about how they was conquered and shit like that, and what happened, how they was conquered, destruction of the black civilization. And but he's like we saying, we had a mighty nation back then. Then people who were speaking the language and still got fucking conquered. So don't give me that language bullshit. I ain't got time for that language bullshit. And that's it on this shit here with this language with me. I'm finished with it. I'm gonna do what the fuck I gotta do to help my people, man, physically, not with a motherfucking language. Not with no motherfucking language, not with no ancient dialect, because that shit ain't getting it. Niggas don't want to do shit for real, for real. That's why I said you going to be serious with this shit or get the fuck out the way. Let me bring my brother David in. Yeah, we're going to get the hell up off this mic. Peace, brother David. Peace. We're going to do 10 more minutes, brother. Peace.
Hey, shalom, shalom. Can you hear me?
Shalom. Yes, sir. Shalom,
hey,
brother. Shalom.
Chief Rabbi David Israel, brother. Hey, but one thing, you know, even though I don't like the brother, name really like that much. I like what he was saying because I say the same shit. It's probably the only clip I like that he has. But like I told you, we don't even know how to like I tell everybody else, we can't even communicate with each other on physical fucking level. We don't even support each other. Niggas just goddamn scammed me out my motherfucking house. My grandmother left me, and the insurance money my grandmother left me before she died. That's from 4 years ago. And they just now put me out this fucking year. So niggas can't even communicate even with the way we talking right now. Now, like I told you, and that's why I told you last when you interviewed me, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, about the communication, you know. Now, most Hebrews, they get mad. You know, oh, yeah, you don't want to go into the language. Well, nigga, how about your body language? How about your physicality? You know what I'm saying? Y'all messianic motherfuckers, I quote that bullshit, but I don't respect the New Testament. It's the reason why I grew up with it, and I'm tired of waiting on Jesus Christ. I'm tired of waiting on Yahushua. I love the Bible, but I don't like that New Testament because they don't do shit for me. Okay? Now, y'all gonna have to, in order for us, I've been urging brothers, we gotta stop going to these doctors too. We know that. We gotta stop going to these doctors because they're slowing us down physically. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, you know, especially these doctors in the black organizations, in the black and Latino organizations, because they fuck our mind up. Worse than any damn thing. The scriptures say in the book of Jeremiah, the 17th verse, chapter, around the 9th verse, it says the heart is the most deceitful thing above all fucking things. We are fucked up mentally. You know, I've been letting brothers know, in order for you to clear your acne, in order for you to get yourself physically in order back in shape, is to get yourself some Bigelow orange tea. You know, because that's going to get our mind back together. That's what helps me concentrate. There's some Bigelow orange tea. So go pick some of that up. And for the brothers who smoke weed, that'll clear that shit out your system. A lot of that Rastafarian weed and drugs that they putting in, that's slowing a lot of our people down right there. That's the reason why they don't want to get the fuck up and do shit. Weed is big amongst a lot of these Hebrews and Muslims and shit. They can't get the fuck off of it. It's worse than Jesus, okay? And, you know, now, I don't do that shit, but I've been letting brothers know. You got to clear that shit out your system, because all that bullshit y'all smoking is worse than smoking that Jesus shit, okay? Okay, because, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
I never heard it like
that. You know what I'm saying? You get mad. I mean, I know y'all serious for herb. No. Everything's poison around here. I'm a big dude. I eat a lot. But we got to watch what these black organizations is doing to us. They're not teaching us how to garden, how to, you know, grow your own vegetables. You know, even though I'm homeless, I got me a little vegetable light I plug in my goddamn car. Okay? I got a little, I still got my cooler where I got my plants in there growing tomatoes and onions and lemons and shit. Even though it's not really growing at the time, it's growing. But, you know, it's, you know how it is. You got to still plug it in somewhere. And I got me a, you know, a little mini one, you know, but, hey, you know, we got to start growing our own shit. Even though they stole my land, I still vowed to myself I would try to get my garden. Even though I got to grow them out of a cooler, because you can grow vegetables out of a cooler. You know that, right? You can get yourself some of them little pots and, you know, put them in a cooler and get you a little light and put them above that. And maybe grow your own vegetables and shit like that. Get your shit in order, you know. Now, you can eat all the bullshit, but just watch out, you know, because this, our bodies, we can't physically do shit. I've been trying to, you know, it's like every time we're about to get shit done, buzz, hamana, 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 and slump over. You know, inshallah, like the Muslims say. Hebrews is worse than the goddamn Muslims. Such the, you got a lot of Old Testament ones who are worse than the Messianic motherfucking Hebrews. So we're going to have to stop all this. You know, we got to learn the language. The scripture says in the book of Genesis, the 31st chapter, the 27th verse, it says, wherefore did thou flee away secretly and steal away from me? They stole everything away from us, language and all that shit. But at the end of the day, we can't keep on battling over this bullshit. All that language, Matthew, Nada, Jesus, this and that. Fuck all that bullshit. Okay? If I ask you about the basic Aserat Hatvarim, that's not still like I said last night. All y'all done cheated and all y'all done stole. Y'all can't even follow the basic 10 fucking commandments. So that's why I'm saying, niggas, when you get into the Torah, niggas ain't going to be able to battle up against that when it comes time for these Hebrews. That's why I tell you, fuck this shit. We got to get out of this shit, man. We got to stop this religion, all this Bible debating. We got to, you know, if you got the Torah, you got it. If you don't, you don't. But we got to get up physically, brother. We got to get our bodies back and the physical work. You know what I'm saying? It says, and did thou not tell me that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with songs, with tabaret and with harp? See, when you talk about songs of Solomon and David wrote songs and songs and poems, he was writing shit. This was forms of communication with to his people. He had battling with them against the Amalekites and the Benjaminites and shit who was against them like Saul. Okay, so when you talk about knowing the language, the military has different code words. That's the problem with this language shit. If we going to speak the language, can we have code words and as military form? Okay, we might speak Hebrew to let each other know, okay, watch that motherfucker. Or, you know, do this and do that. You know, but just say, oh, yeah, we got to speak this fluently and know this shit. We ain't got to know this shit. We got to get ourselves physically back together. That's why I'm tired of all this shit. We might as well sell out and go and join the U.S. military. The U.S. Man. Military, even though they're falling down, they're more organized than our black fucking military. So I'm going to just tell you this. Fuck niggas, okay? Okay?
Yeah. And I know we got like about a couple more minutes, and I want to say this too, and I just thought about something. And then when people are talking about, well, we get back in our ancient language, we got a lot of these goddamn Europeans that's the one that's out here translating or transliterating the damn language for us that we study. And just for instance, you got Wallace Budges, who got, I've heard some people saying they was doing some classes on that, and they was talking about the language. They said, well, you got to get Budges' dictionary. And I'm like, what? That's a fucking European who wrote it. So even with that, we got motherfucking Europeans who translating this shit for you to go back and study your ancient language. And so, come on, man. They know it. Like you said, it's been coded. Go ahead, brother.
And even the black so-called dumbass niggas, okay, that did speak this bullshit like King James, John Wycliffe, William Tynesdale, and shit like that. Even though that y'all might say he was black and all that shit, I don't give a goat's ass, hoop's ass, whatever. These motherfuckers are still Masons. They are still left-handed Masons. So anybody that do got that knowledge, that know how to get this shit cracking, even with the language, they fucking ain't gonna fucking train y'all up unless there's a script and a plot behind them by somebody else. So you might as well just, if you do know, you ain't gonna tell nobody that shit, really. And you know what I'm saying? Because y'all ain't gonna want nobody to know that shit. That's why I say fuck all that knowing the language and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? We gonna know it. I think we should know that for keywords, code words, in order when we fighting and shit. But as far as all the other shit, we ain't got time for all that, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't even know how to. We say we'll show up to each other, and then we go beat each other up. Then we go hate each other. Then we don't want to support each other's businesses and shit. And then you wonder why brothers want to sell out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There be times my language to niggas is I want to get the fuck up away from niggas and Latinos, cause y'all ain't get it. Y'all ain't supporting me. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. We go to Africa, we go wherever. Them Latinos, West Indians, Geechee, they help each other out. The Creoles help each other out, but we Americans don't want to help each other out. You know what I'm saying? So fuck these people out here, man.
Yeah.
All that hustle.
Yeah, and like I said, now if like you saying that, like the elder was saying too, if you were living in some kind of a community or a neighborhood, like I said, Chinatown, they got Chinatown. Yeah, maybe you want to, you know, everybody like that, y'all want to have a sacred language or a secret language or something like that. Y'all might try to derive to speak amongst y'all. Like you said, brother, somebody coming to the neighborhood, y'all got a code that y'all can speak or, you know, certain language y'all can speak. Saying, watch out, who the hell is this coming through this neighborhood or something like that. Okay, I can see that. When we talking about getting out here trying to uplift our communities now and building on that, we ain't got time for this shit. Now, those who left, if that's, like I said, if that's all y'all do, if y'all are not in any kind of activist activities or nothing like that, that's what you do. Okay, that's cool for you. But don't knock the people who's trying to be being black activists and people who's working to help uplift their people who maybe get involved in clothing drive, food drives, and other things out in the community. Don't knock them when they say, I don't have time for this shit, because they don't. Because like I said, when you got other activities you trying to participate in and helping your people, you ain't got time for that bullshit, man. I mean, I ain't going to say bullshit. I take that back. You don't have time for that. If that's all you do, is want to study, read, and you're not an activist or dealing with that, or you're not into any kind of activities, it's really just getting out in the community helping people. If you're just a merchant, that's all you do, sell books and sell, you know, shit that you sell. Okay, that's cool for you. But you got people who actually got boots on the ground out here. You know what I'm saying? Who get their hand dirty. They ain't got time for that shit, man. So that's why we have to, man, like I said, dealing with this whole country community, we have to put most shit in categories, just like you do with every fucking thing. We better put the real motherfucking activists in a category, the motherfucking student teachers in a category, the scholars in a category, and everybody know their place. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, right now, motherfuckers just beating up on people, man, and don't know what category where they fit in. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. Let me get the hell up out of here, man. I got to go listen to Hillary Clinton now, man, and see, lit these lies. I got to go watch this real reality show. And then we'll be back on, I'm going to skip tomorrow day. I'll be back on Friday. And I got to get back on a power groove. I got to do some music shows to catch up. So, yeah, we're gonna get up out of here and catch these old election shows, y'all. We thank y'all for tuning in, man. Hey, I know somebody might get offended, but y'all listen to what's being said deeply. If you were activist and you're doing something in the community, you know what was being real, what's being said. But everybody else, y'all might just get mad. Yeah. All right, Brother David, I'm going to get with you on Friday. I'm going to have the show coming up on Friday. I'm going to leave y'all with this one right here, man. A little Whitney and Michael Jackson mix, man. Rock with you. Peace, y'all. Put your freedom. We on fire here. Thank y'all. Thank y'all very much. Thank y'all for tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network, man. Hey, much love. We see y'all in the house on Friday, man, at 6 p.m. Central Time. 6 p.m. Central Time, man, for Freedom Friday. Thank y'all very much for tuning in to this broadcast. Much love.